Repeal and replace. We'll have to wait. It's the Friday Mixer. House Speaker Paul Ryan says he has pulled the vote on his health care bill after failing to secure enough support from within his own party. That decision came after he went to the White House earlier today to talk about it with President Donald Trump. It is a major political defeat for the speaker, and at least for right now, a campaign promise that President Trump will not be able to fulfill. Meanwhile, Obamacare lives to see another day for the foreseeable future, while the number of people partaking of the covered California exchange continues to go up. Scott Schaefer is a senior politics editor for KQED News up in the Bay Area. Hi, Scott.
Hey, Steve.
We're also joined by Anna Gorman, who's senior correspondent for Kaiser Health News here in L.A. Hi, Anna.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Scott, I'm going to start with you because Governor Brown has obviously been a vocal opponent of the GOP health care bill. He's been attacking it all week while he's been visiting D.C., doing some business there as well. Let's listen to part of his interview that will air this Sunday on NBC's Meet the Press.
This bill is not health care reform or repeal and replace. It's death, disease, and suffering. It's a terrible thing. Now, yeah, it'll cost money, billions of dollars, which we wouldn't have. And around the country, you were talking hundreds of billions. So it's a disaster.
It's a disaster, says Jerry Brown, a disaster averted today by the House Speaker pulling the vote. Scott, what does this mean now for the governor and for covered California?
Well, it means that the door is still open. The window is still open and people can continue getting care through the exchange. Now, you know, in fairness, we knew that even if Obamacare had been repealed, it wasn't like people were going to lose their insurance tomorrow. But clearly, as you said, a disaster is averted. This would have been, by 2020, a $6 billion hole in California's budget. Now, I don't know that we've seen the last chapter of this play out yet. But, you know, Jerry, it's interesting. Jerry Brown has been using the possibility of the repeal of the ACA as a bargaining chip in the budget, the state budget. You know, he's already said the state is facing a $1.6 billion deficit. And, you know, Jerry Brown is thrifty. And I think, you know, if there's a sense now that this arrow that was aimed at our heart has been removed for now, you know, you may see a bigger appetite among Democrats in Sacramento to spend more money.
Well, Jerry Brown likes to call himself a pragmatist, right? Somebody who looks at the numbers and says, well, wait a second, maybe they're even worse than we think. Anna, I'm gonna ask you this question because I think it's interesting in what Jerry Brown was saying and the billions that would be lost here and in other states. But if things are not exploding on the Obamacare route right now in California, why is it doing so poorly in other parts of the country?
So it's interesting. You're right. In California, Obamacare has done pretty well. We've had 3.7 million people join Medi-Cal because they become newly eligible under Obamacare. We had 1.5 million people enroll in covered California and get subsidies to do so. And it's generally been seen as a success here. Other places, it just hasn't been. Part of the reason, I think, is because states had the option of expanding Medicaid. And some states decided not to do that. So their governors weren't supportive of Obamacare from the start, and so there have been a lot of problems there. Also, some states chose not to set up their own insurance exchanges. They just went with the federal insurance exchange, and there's just been a lot of unpopularity around the country with Obamacare.
Well, if it indeed is exploding, the president talked about it today at his impromptu press conference from the Oval Office. He blamed the bill failing, that this is the GOP American Health Care Act, failing on the Democrats. He also said this.
I honestly believe the Democrats will come to us and say, look, let's get together and get a great health care bill or plan that's really great for the people of our country. And I think that's going to happen.
He says he thinks that's going to happen. I guess I'll ask both of you, either one of you think that that will happen, number one? And number two, will Democrats, who have not been shy about saying Obamacare was not the end-all be-all, like not the perfect plan, maybe want to change it or want to do something and go to the president and say, hey, we wouldn't mind amending it somehow going forward?
You know, it's interesting. Donald Trump seemed stunned today that not one Democrat voted for this bill. And, You know, part of that is, I think, his lack of experience in Washington. But it's also, you have to tip your hat to Nancy Pelosi, who has a diverse caucus of Democrats from across the country. And she kept them together, as she has for years now in the minority when John Boehner was Speaker as well. And it is really a tribute to her that she was able to maintain that solidarity. So will they now come to the table? Chuck Schumer today is saying that Democrats are willing to work with Republicans if they take the repeal part off the table. It's just not clear, Steve, like, where is the common ground? I think the one area where they might be able to work something out is in states like, say, Alabama, where there's just one health insurance company there. Is there a way to maybe make the insurance markets in those states more robust, more resilient, in a way that, you know, both Republicans and Democrats could agree to? And then just real quickly, and I think Anna touched on the fact that so many Republican states have not expanded Medicaid, in part because they didn't want Obamacare to succeed. It'll be interesting now to see if, since that money, they're leaving all that federal money on the table, are they now going to say, well, look, we've got a Republican president, a Republican Congress, we might as well expand Medicaid and get some of that federal money. We'll see.
Get some of that federal money, and maybe not with so many strings attached, or we don't mind the strings that are attached now. Anna, is that the mindset here?
Yeah, I think you're right. And to answer your question, I think that it's unlikely that the Republicans and Democrats will move forward on any sort of repeal or replacement plan now. I mean, even though Trump said, yeah, there's more work to be done, Speaker Paul Ryan, who's kind of been leading the charge for repeal and replace, said during his press conference that they're going to go back and take stock and see what, if anything, they can do.
Scott, I know HHS has stopped advertising the Affordable Care Act online. They're not encouraging people to sign up. Maybe that'll change. Who knows? But I got to ask you, here in California, Covered California has done a good job of advertising, or at least they've been in different markets across the state. Will that continue?
As far as we know, and Anna would probably know more about this than I do, that's for sure, California is doing reasonably well. And certainly you have a governor and a legislature that are going to continue to promote the Affordable Care Act and Covered California. So, you know, in some ways, you could say California is a model for how to make it work if other states that haven't opted in want to do so.
Yeah, we've talked to a bunch of people today in reaction to the bill being pulled, and Peter Lee was one of them. He's the executive director of Covered California, and he said, quote, "We're focused on implementing what will be the law of the land for the foreseeable future." I do think the one thing that people, I think, will try to do in California and across the nation is go after one of the big cost drivers in healthcare, regardless of the Affordable Care Act, and that's drug prices. I think that's going to be the next real big battleground.
And something that President Trump, indeed, for his part, has said is a problem, the cost of drugs, and is aiming his arrow at. Scott Schaefer, senior politics editor for KQED up in San Francisco. Anna Gorman with Kaiser Health News. Thanks to you both.
Thank you.
Thanks so much.